Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome in to the Fan Morning Show pre-show. We're brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller. Jim Colony, he's out. Jeff Hathorn, he's here. It's muggy. It's humid. Producer Matt, he's around as well. Josh walked out to my car today, parked in the driveway. It was already like midday hot outside.
I know. Not a big fan of it at all. Although, I mean, I'm a bit, you know, this is weird. I don't know where you stand on this. Do you like thunder, lightning storms? I kind of like them because they're not all day jobs, because that's not what you get. You see the clouds rolling in, you kind of, it turns gray, then it turns greenish, and then bang, you get hit with this thing. It's in and out. I kind of enjoy that. For some
Here
reason.
Is where I like them if you can guarantee the power isn't going to go out. If you could tell me you could have this thunder or stuff, or my garbage cans aren't going to blow up the street. If you could tell me you can have this thunderstorm and it's going to be good, but the power's not going to go out and your garbage cans aren't going to blow up the street, then I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I find myself looking out the window like, are the garbage cans going up the street? Is the pot on the front of the house, not the marijuana, but the pot like that holds a plant, is that blowing off of the front porch? And the chairs that are on the back porch, on the back deck, are they going anywhere? And then on top of that, is the power still on? If you could guarantee me all that stuff,
right,
I'm good. I'll take it.
Okay. See, that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. I'm a big, big fan of it. So I like the mugginess because I know what's coming around the corner. A nice, solid thunderstorm.
Yeah. So there's that. Tell me about this. Do you catch this wolf you've been tracking?
I'm gaining on it. I am gaining on it. We have little trail cams. We have little traps set up. We have action going on in the backyard. A couple days ago, I spoke of getting rid of a handful of snakes around the house.
Yeah.
Put it in one spot. They're gone. Something tore it up. Something made a den back there in the bed. You can see it's all flat. Something's been hanging out. So I'm on to something. A couple other guys, we're gonna track, catch, and release far away.
You can't release a coyote.
Well, I didn't want to say what I was going to do.
Yeah, no, you can't. There's no releasing of the coyotes.
And
coyotes don't have any, someone was telling me this, though. They don't have any noble qualities.
Like nothing.
They don't do anything good.
Even a snake, you're like, hey.
Oh, Jordy Mercer was telling me that.
Yeah, it takes care of the mice and the other little rodents.
He was telling me, because I've told the story before, and you could find it. It was on that thing. It was on the TV show, and I was asking him about this. He was working them from a helicopter on his ranch.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him about it. I said, "What is this? Well, why did you do that?" And he said, "They have quite literally zero positive influence.
Yeah,
they do is rip up people's farms.
Same with the hogs.
Those wild hogs.
Yeah.
So that's what he said. So that he's like, there's nothing, I don't feel bad about doing this.
That's why you don't need a license. That's why it's all year long. It's just, if you see him, take him down.
Take him out. Fan Morning Show pre-show. Yeah, it's hot out. It's hazy, hot, and humid. Be careful. Some thunderstorms this morning if you're on your way to work in and around these parts. So be sure to drive safely. I got to go to the dentist today. I got a new dentist, one closer to my house. First time I'm going to go there. I'll tell you this. I don't mind going to the dentist. It's fine. I'm cool with it. The dentist, the doctor, everything, I'm fine. The paperwork, though, the lady says, couldn't be nicer, right? My wife started there last month, so and it's real close to our house. Remember the dentist I went to that was
bang.
And then all of a sudden he doesn't take our insurance, and it was like a real like underground dentist kind of. Then I went to this other one, it was too far away. It was hard to get in. Then this one now is closer, and they take our insurance. So I'm going for the first time, but my wife says, hey, it's easier rather than when you sit in the lobby the first time, I'll print these sheets out for you, fill it out when you get a chance,
right,
like the day before you go or whatever. And so she's like, I go, well, where are they? And she goes, well, they're in an orange envelope, and we have this basket on the kitchen island. She goes, and that's where we keep, like, paperwork, mm-hmm. you know? She goes, well, they're in this they're in the basket on the kitchen island in an orange manila folder-looking thing. I go, okay. So this is yesterday. So I go to open up this orange thing. First of all, there's four sheets. And there were, it was in size 5 font. There were, Josh, if there was one question, there were 1,035 uh-huh. questions.
And you're thinking, what procedure am I getting done here?
I just want my teeth cleaned. I just want a checkup.
Right.
Do you smoke? Have you ever had a heart attack? Do you have an STD? Do you do this? Do you have Lipitor? Do you take this? Do your gums bleed? Uh-huh. Have you ever taken your penis and ripped it off and stuck it on top of your head? I mean, it was the most unbelievable uh-huh. stuff. Uh-huh. Have you ever eaten a ear of corn on the cob and then put the thing up your nose? Like, I mean, like some of these questions were insane. And I'm thinking, I just want my teeth cleaned.
It's interesting because I don't know this person, but I knew the last person that might have been too far.
It was too far.
Right.
And they're hard to get in.
Yeah.
It's like a club in Manhattan. You're like that old dentist that I went to, the one you recommended, super guy. I saw him at Nordstrom not uh-huh, long ago. Uh-huh. Right. And I was talking to him. But I called and I'm like, yeah, they called me. They're like, you're due for a checkup. I'm like, oh, what about Wednesday at like 1? And they're like, what about in 2 months? It's 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I work. It's 7 in the morning. And they're like, oh, okay. What about then in 4 months at 8:35 at night? And I'm like, you're like a club in Manhattan in 1989, uh-huh. like moving. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to this one closer to my house. But these questions.
Unreal. Yeah, it's amazing.
And then you can't, because they trick you. You can't just go straight down the no list because they throw one in to get people who go right down the no uh-huh. that's like, are you alive? And if you just clicked all the no's, then they know that you jagged them off.
Uh-huh.
So there's
that. I want to know how you're, without getting too much into it,
let's hear it.
You had another wonderful visit to the bank.
I did.
How'd that go? Did it go smoother?
Listen to this
one. Okay.
So every time I go to the bank, for some reason, I swear to you, I could take out $100, I could take out $10,000, and they ask me what I'm using it for. And we've documented this on the show before. So I'm like, okay. So my man Chuck Jeske, stonemason to the stars, not me, but other people. So Chuck Jeske's the guy.
Did you decide to go in after your CrossFit workout, so you're wearing your CrossFit workout?
No.
Judge a book, you know, they're going to look at you?
I went. Like,
that plays a
this.
Role in this. We talked about how they read people.
I went the other morning and was going to work out at like 4 in the afternoon, so I went in with my work clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go in twice in a span of like 2 weeks because my man was doing this cement pour, and then he mm-hmm. built this wall, this sort of thing where I could put my grill in, you know, this nice outdoor patio kind of thing, and with brick and everything. So I go to the bank the first time, and I got out, you know, a little bit of money. And so they asked me, they didn't ask me what I was using it for. They asked me something about the money, how I wanted it mm-hmm. in denominations. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to get past the question. So I'm like, okay, I got past the question. They gave me the money. I gave it to my guy. I go in on, what's today, Thursday? I go in Tuesday, because remember, I was off Monday.
Yeah.
I go in Tuesday. It was Tuesday at like 10:30. I walk in, and I go to get, and not a lot of money, but a little bit of money. I go to go in, and I go to take my ID out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same girl. And she goes, oh, that's not necessary. I remember you from your shoes. And I have these bright green fluorescent Nikes on now that I've only had for like 2 weeks. And I go, oh. Huh? And she goes, yeah, I remember you were in last week. I remember your name. You don't need to show me your ID. So we have gone from being totally, totally like I'm a
foreigner.
Like I'm somebody who is in one of those rooms being interrogated with a single light bulb without a cover on it,
right.
Ask what I'm doing with the money, to, I don't even need your ID. Here you go. I believe you're who you say you are. Here you go.
Beautiful.
But now it's almost not secure enough.
No, of course not. They're loose.
I know. So if a guy comes in with these shoes on.
That's it. I'm going in with those shoes. I just saw them. I'm going to get that size 12.
Right. Here you go. Bang. Take the money. But yeah. So.
How was that project? Has to be looking good.
It's done. Although. Chuck Jeske, stonemason to the stars. He tried to, like, I needed the side burner cut off of the side of my grill for it to fit in the hole that he made out of brick. So he cuts the side burner off, you know, where you, like, might put a pot or whatever, or, you know, you have a boiling pot of water. Because I didn't want that, that's like plastic or whatever it is. Yeah. I didn't want that. I wanted that cut off. So he goes and he rewires the gas into the grill and cuts that off and whatever. So I go to light the grill yesterday. It's not working. I'm like, oh, man. I go buy a new propane tank, like refill it. Still, the gas isn't going in the grill. So I call him. I text him, actually. I'm like, Chuck, you redid this gas through this grill. And he goes, I'm a stonemason. I don't work in propane. He, like, rigged up this. And I'm like, hey, hands up. Like, you don't mess with gas. You don't mess with electricity.
Right.
So I just went last night and bought a new grill to fit in that hole.
Beautiful.
He tried to reroute with, like, that rubber hose just right into the basin of the grill to where it was going to blow up.
Yes.
So I just, hands off, drove right to Lowe's and said, I need a new grill.
Got my measurements.
Yeah, this size, and it fits in there. Will you take the old one? They said, yes, we're coming Friday.
Beautiful.
But, so don't trust the stonemason with stone, but don't trust them to reroute the gas through your gas grill.
Very nice.
So that's that.
Well, good.
I remember you from your shoes.
Amazing.
And she took the withdrawal slip, and she goes, and opens her drawer and just starts counting the money.
Bang. How nice is that?
But then I'm like, don't you want to question me a little bit here? Don't you? I want to show you my ID.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is.
Well, they know you there.
Now I got to go to the...
We got to get to the same girl every time, though. That's the key.
Yeah, I think so. And then I got to go to the dentist. By chance, have you ever put your one hand under your armpit and done like an armpit fart in public? Yes or no? I just want my teeth cleaned. Why do I need to answer that?
I don't know.
There were 1,300 questions on this sheet.
It's amazing. You go to a new place and then they have to ask about your kids. And I'm like, what does that have to do with my teeth getting cleaned?
I know. So we'll find that out today at 11. Maybe I'll tweet live from the dental office.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.